We've reached the halfway point of the legislative session this year, Senator. Touch on some of the highlights for you in terms of legislation that we've seen go through the upper chamber this year so far.
Yeah, so one of the pieces of legislation that we actually got done early was the removal of the sunset on two provisions that related to first transgender sports and then also transgender surgeries on minors. And so what we've seen in Missouri and around the country are, whether it's a university or whether it's a high school, this new trend where biological boys and biological men are allowed to compete against biological girls or biological women in women's sports. That's something that's totally unacceptable. The reason that Congress originally passed Title IX was to put women on an equal playing field, to give them an opportunity to participate in competitive sports. And that's important because part of the growing and maturation process of a young person is to be able to compete in sports, to learn what it's like to be a part of a team, to learn what it's like to lose gracefully and to win gracefully. Those are all important life skills that you take well into the future. That was really important that we were able to remove the three-year sunset on that and make sure that we are permanently banning biological boys and men from playing in girls and women's sports. The second part of that I mentioned has to do with gender transition surgeries. Right now in Missouri, absent the law that we just renewed, it would actually be harder to get a tattoo in the state of Missouri than it would be to get a gender transition surgery. What we want to make sure is that as kids are developing, that we don't have hormone blockers and surgeries being performed on them that oftentimes are irreversible and impact them for the rest of their lives. We believe that people who are adults can make very different decisions than children. We actually just passed another piece of legislation that banned child marriages, so an individual cannot get married until they're age 18. I think that's appropriate. That was a bipartisan piece of legislation. The types of decisions that kids have the capacity to make, that should not include gender transition surgeries that will forever alter their life, their ability to procreate in the future if that's something that they decide to do, if they want to have children of their own. Those were really important provisions this year to protect Missouri's children.
Another big bill that's making its way as we speak through the process is back in the House, and that's one that it's really a wide-ranging public safety measure, but I think the key piece of it is who's going to run the St. Louis Police Department.
Yeah, that's exactly right. So the top priority of the caucus when we got out of our caucus retreat this last fall was public safety. We realize public safety is one of the driving issues for the Missouri economy because the reality is St. Louis and Kansas City in recent years have had a spike in violent crime, and we know that for businesses to want to remain there, for new businesses to want to relocate there, we have to make sure that those companies and their employees feel safe going to and from work. And so we passed an omnibus crime bill that the House had sent over that had a bunch of different features of it. One was to crack down on criminal illegal immigration. We've heard the president talk about that a lot at the national level. And so we want to be doing our part at the state level to be partners in making sure that we are removing people from this country who are here illegally and partnering with the federal government. So that was a provision that was in the bill. We also had a provision in there that cracks down on fentanyl dealers who target children. Fentanyl has now become the leading cause of death for individuals aged 18 to 45 in the state of Missouri. So it's a total scourge, and we have to make sure that we are protecting people from the illegal fentanyl, most of which is being trafficked across our southern border and oftentimes being manufactured in China. And so that's something that we are looking to get under control through some of this legislation. And then, as you mentioned, the final kind of key facet of that public safety bill is the provision that talks about who governs the St. Louis Police Department. Under that bill, rather than having the mayor of St. Louis govern the police department in St. Louis, it would instead be a four-member board of individuals appointed by the governor, confirmed by the Senate. The mayor would then be the fifth member on that board. It's the same structure that we have and have had in Kansas City for many years. In fact, it was the same structure that St. Louis had from basically the time of the Civil War up until 2013 when the law was changed. What we've seen since 2013, when the mayor of St. Louis has taken over political control of the police department, is we've seen a steady increase in violent crime in the city of St. Louis. I think that's partially due to the fact that, we have a mayor in St. Louis who has on several different occasions tried to defund the St. Louis Police Department. The officers in that department do not feel supported by the mayor, and we have an officer morale issue. I think that this board, which really depoliticizes the police department, is going to be a really good thing for St. Louis. It's been a good thing for Kansas City, and I think it's one of the many things in that bill that are going to help reduce violent crime around the state.
We talked about this beginning of session, the new members in the Senate, new year. How is that playing into how things are going in terms of the Senate's function so far?
You know, I don't think it's a state secret. You know, the Senate has had some issues in recent years in terms of, you know, our functioning. We've had a lot of filibusters, a lot of rancor within our own partisan ranks. As a result of that, we haven't got as many big conservative things done as we would like to do. Some of the things that I talked about at the beginning of this interview, we were able to get those done before spring break in years past. A lot of those things, if they even pass, they pass at the very end of session. And so I credit that to the fact that, you know, we just have a great deal of collegiality within. Senators are getting along well. They're being respectful to one another. People are working collaboratively to try to help people advance their legislation. We don't have any big personalities that are getting in the way. And all of those things have really resulted in a very productive legislative session up to this point. In fact, this is my 7th year being in the Senate. I cannot think of a more productive session up to the spring break that we've had this year. I can't think of any year that we've had a more productive session we have up to this point. So I'm really proud of our caucus.